With us right now is Mayor Jim Temple of Wausau. Big report released just today, a report that's taken quite a while to gather the information concerning fire and emergency services. What did that report tell you?
Well, a couple things that we wanted to discover and have the consultants take a look at is, one, merge all the data from the various communities on response time and equipment and fire locations for EMS and fire services in the metro area. And that was one thing, and see if there was any synergies of whether you combine one or two or all of them, and to assess the economic impact, if there is any. And then the other important thing from a city standpoint is we wanted to know if we either refurbished our west side fire department or built a new one, and we have land that we've already purchased on the west side, which is very close to where our current fire station. Is that the best location, or should it be located in another area, not only for protective services in the city, but how does that merge potentially with all the fire stations in the metropolitan area? So the city came back and said, no, that's a good location, but if you went with four fire stations, then you should locate one on the north and the west side to serve that population. And so we were very interested in the study. It's an independent look at our community, not only our community, but the metro area, and we were very interested in the results of that survey, and we've shared it with not only the media, but with all our metro partners.
Did the survey people recommend four fire stations?
No, they just indicated that if you grew in the future, that this is where the station should be located. You know, it could be located over by the tech or some northern part of our community so that we can touch all of them. Our goal is, and we obtain it, is we want to be on site of any emergency, whether it's fire or EMS, 5 minutes or less. A lot of parts of our community, we can get there in 2.5, 3 minutes. So we're very concerned. City of Wausau is on the response time, and so that's one of our goals, is to keep the response time at a very, very efficient manner, and that's what we've been doing in the past.
As I look at the report, just scanning it over, it appears that the report answered many of the city's questions, but it leaves you wide open to talk about some of the issues with the other municipalities.
Yes, you know, they did draw some conclusions of, you know, if for instance, if Schofield and Rothschild merged together or consolidated, what would happen if Weston and Rib Mountain, what would happen if all of us, and what would happen if just Rib Mountain and Wausau, you know, merged together? So they gave various scenarios. I believe there were five, and it just gives you some food for thought or some starting points for discussion, because now it's a lot of it is data-driven, and it makes it a whole lot easier for communities to assess, is it a good deal or is it a bad deal for them, and what makes the most kind of sense. And the study did point out that if all five municipalities merged, there would be minimal savings, but you know, the savings come from equipment that would not need to be replaced with a merged environment or consolidated environment, which would have to be replaced if everybody kind of goes on their own. You know, I think it begs the question that there is five aerials in the metro area, and we probably could get by with probably two, but there's five, so there's a lot of duplication, and aerials are not cheap. Ours almost costs us $1 million, and so $1 million is a lot of money to spend for smaller communities to keep up their response time and their level of service.
What's next for this report and the municipal leaders?
We're going to have a meeting September 19th. The consultants are going to come to Wausau and present the findings to our common council, and we invited our metro partners to come in and hear this presentation. And then I think that will be probably the springboard of having conversations in the community of what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, and if there's any level of interest in consolidating some of our services. Our taxpayers, through our survey, indicated they think we should be consolidating with our neighbor partner communities, and that there could be potentially some savings, and they see duplication of services, and that's really where savings could result.
We're already seeing some signs of merging, but they're not always popular. If you look at the proposed Weston and Rib Mountain Fire District, the safer district, and if you look at the police services merging, possibly Rothschild and Everest Metro, which has already been shot down by the Rothschild Board. Some of these things are popular with some and not very popular with others.
Well, I think the big stumbling block to any kind of merger, consolidation, or shared service agreement always is the loss of, you know, your individuality, or there's always turf wars that'd be happening. You know, with the Everest Metro PD, the interesting thing is they didn't pick Weston, they didn't pick Schofield or the town of Weston, they made it Everest Metro, and so everybody's autonomy had to be given up and shared with a new name. And so, you know, we had shared the aerial for 5-6 years with the village of Weston. I thought that was a very successful agreement, but, you know, sometimes, you know, communities, you know, want to go on their own, and they get pushed by the residents. But our residents are pushing us the other direction. They think we should be merging police departments, fire departments when it makes sense, and as long as you can show some savings and economies of scale, that's what they're interested in.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We're excited with the results, and we're going to move forward.